The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And Dayton Kane's taking the day off. I'm Libby Collins along with Rose Gray. And, of course, your calls and comments on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Good morning, Rose.
Hey, Libby. How are you?
Well, you know, with this weather, as cold as it is, you know, double, single digits. Now we're getting into the midst of winter. I can't think of a more fun thing to do than to start planning a girls' trip.
Here you go. Exactly.
And you have we have just the person that you want to talk to about that. Deanne Phillips is here with us. She's from Annex Wealth Management. And I don't know. I'm really excited about this. There is a trip to Sedona, and boy, I can't think of a better way to get away.
Exactly. So one of the travel trends that we are seeing for 2022 is what we call wellness travel, and that doesn't just mean body, but it means mind and body. And for those of you who listen to the Annex Wealth Management Show after the Fox World Travel Show, and why wouldn't you listen to the Annex Wealth Management Show? Because, my goodness, it's the longest running financial show on the air. You may be familiar with the guest we have in studio today, the wonderful Deanne Phillips. Hi, Deanne.
Hi, Rose.
How are you?
I'm doing so well. Thank you.
Well, Deanne and I had this great idea about a year and a half or two years ago, and then, you know what happened. We had to put it on hold. So I'm just going to let Deanne tell you all about what we've cooked up.
What we did cook it up. So Annex is really excited about our collaboration with Fox World Travel to present a health, wealth, and wellness retreat to Sedona, Arizona. And this is happening the last week of April, April 25th through 29th. So I think when we were trying to cook up the best timing for this, boy, the weather will just be perfect at that time of year in Sedona.
And we could still have a cold, like even a little snowy situation in Wisconsin that late. So this is beautiful. And you've been here. You've been to this resort. So tell us about what's included and why you love this resort.
Yeah, so we're going to go from Monday through Friday for the week and stay at the Arabella Resort, which is really just down from the Hike House and kind of in the heart of those beautiful red rocks. So you can literally walk out the back of the hotel and do gentle hiking up and look out over the valleys and the hills, and it's just beautiful. And the resort has a gorgeous pool and hot tub, and there's actually right on its property, not attached to the hotel, but right there is one of the best restaurants in town as well.
Yum.
Yeah.
And so we certainly want to promote this as a women and wealth retreat, if you will, but it's open to anybody, including men.
Yes. So very often we have ladies who say, you know, I have a travel companion who's male, and I really want to do the women's workshops, and we should talk about what the itinerary is like for this, too, because it's a lot of exciting financial health, we say, as well as your own personal health. Sedona's a great place for that, to go that. But the women will say, you know, I've got this male companion. Can they come? Yes, they can attend. They can join, you know, in fact, that helps the rate a little bit with double occupancy, if you will, but they can't attend the women's workshops. We are doing two couple-hour workshops in two of the evenings for women around women's financial topics. So, but everything else they can attend.
And so there's yoga and Pilates and, I loved how you said gentle hiking, but,
yes,
you know, you really want to go full bore, do that too.
Oh, that's a place to do it.
So lots going on, but it's also got some spa amenities, mm-hmm. and you can take advantage of that. And we don't have this so packed full of seminars that you can't enjoy yourself. This is really,
right.
really got a lot of free time for
it
you.
It does. The itinerary includes both group and individual time for lots of R&R. It's really designed to let you be as mellow or active as you wish. And we know there's plenty to see in Sedona.
And tell us a little bit about Sedona. For those people who have never maybe ventured out of the Phoenix, Scottsdale area, you just drive north and voila, you are in God's country.
You are. And the difference in weather is remarkable because it can feel sometimes like you're in the middle of a blow dryer in Phoenix, right? It can be very hot.
Right.
And you go into the Red Rocks and Mountains and it's tens of degrees cooler and more, I don't know if I'd say balmy, but certainly at the end of April, we're going to be looking at hopefully, you know, low to mid 70s. Beautiful weather to feel comfortable outdoors with the sunshine. You can still feel comfortable swimming. But Sedona has always kind of been known as a spiritual place, right? A place for kind of a mental, emotional, and whole being retreat. So besides hiking and taking in the beauty of the mountains, and you'd mentioned yoga earlier, Sedona has these, what they call vortexes. So it's kind of what people say is like a spiritual energy that happens there. There's actually a lot of granite. And so we're actually going to do an excursion that will be made available that will be yoga on these vortexes on the granite, just overlooking the Red Rocks. It's just beautiful.
So if you have a question,
I'm going to hold you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Rose. I'm gonna stop you.
Okay.
Right there, because I think we've got everybody's attention. Where we're going to have yoga on the vortex, and not only are we going to get spiritual, we're going to figure out ways to make money. If you've got some questions for Deanne and for Rose, we are here on the Fox World Travel Show. That line is open if you want to get through on the Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Right now we have 914. It's 20 degrees at WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Libby Collins. Rose is, of course, here along with Deanne Phillips. You hear her on the Annex Wealth Management Show. And right before we went to break, we were talking about that vortex. And I have been to Sedona, and I got to tell you, Deanne, it really, when you're there, you have such a feeling of peacefulness and tranquility. I mean, it's a great place to really get deep and think about things.
It really can be. So this is what I love about this place. There's a lot to do for people who like go, go, go. There are so many different excursions that they can pick and choose from. And we've really structured the itinerary where there's enough free time that people can do that and go off on their own and go, you know, take the jeeps through the desert or, you know, go up and hike at whatever level of difficulty they want. Or there's a lot of little villages out there with art galleries, beautiful jewelry shops, all sorts of wine bars and restaurants. So there's definitely a lot to do.
And so why don't you fill us in, tell us what's included. So we're flying nonstop out of Milwaukee.
We are.
We've got transfers included.
We do, of course. And there's a breakfast at the hotel. The hotel's included also. Once we get there, there'll be a wine reception, kind of a little welcome. And then there'll be free time for people to kind of explore or do it, or rest by the pool or do whatever they want. And then the next day, every other day, we're going to do optional excursions where people can go off on their own, you know, at whatever their idea of rest and relaxation or go-go is. But on Tuesday and Thursday evening, we're going to do special women and wealth workshops. And these are really focused on bringing a group of women together and discussing. We call them conversation circles. It's actually the way that the UN brings leadership together and talks around a topic. It's women learning from women, in this case, of all ages, and exploring different issues that we confront. Maybe it's understanding our investments better, or maybe it's estate planning and, you know, what we have to think about for what we're going to leave behind in our legacy. So we give these workshops, we share our best practices and ideas, and those are the activities, those workshops for women only. But there'll be a lot of other excursions too, like we're all going to go as a group to Jerome, which is America's oldest ghost town and really fun, perched high up in the mountains, kind of, when I was first there, it was foggy and overcast and kind of creepy, and the whole town is kind of themed around that, so we'll have time to walk around and explore. It's all walkable within a few block radius and really fun. So there's definitely a lot to do, and that the excursion to Jerome is included as well. The financial workshops are included. The hotel, the transfers, the airfare, and breakfast is all included.
And it's a really good price. We're typically not the kind of show that's like pushing a price, but I'm telling you, the price point on this thing is remarkable. It's, what is it?
It's under $1,600 exactly. a person for double occupancy. And the thing is, you know, you don't have to be a client of Annex. You can be anybody who says, you know, this sounds right for me. I want to meet other women who are interested in health, wealth, and you know, financial wealth and wellness, and just kind of get away, meet new folks, grab a friend, grab a gal pal, and sign up.
And how do they do that? They call 866-GO-FOX-GO. And here's something else interesting. We're open today. Now, normally, this is not something we're doing all year long, but seasonally, because we know everybody's trying to get out of Dodge, we have the phones open from 9 to noon today. So 866-GO-FOX-GO, you want to talk to one of our advisors and get more information or sign up, this is how you do it.
Perfect. That's exactly the way.
Exactly the way.
You can. I love that. I never heard the 866-GO-FOX-GO. I love that. This is great.
Deanne and Rose, we're going to ask you to hold that thought. And I've got a question. Are you going to have those sunsets in Sedona? There's nothing like them. We'll find out about that. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. And today we're talking with Deanne Phillips from Annex Wealth Management.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And Rose has Deanne Phillips here. Special trip to Sedona where there is, sunsets are absolutely amazing in Sedona, are they not? Okay, we've got Rose and Deanne here. Let's go ahead and take a call with Ron from Grafton. Hi, Ron. You're on the Fox World Travel Show.
Hey, morning, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. My wife and I have been out to Sedona some years ago, and we both love it out there. Now, you mentioned that trip to Jerome. That sounds like right up our alley. But my real question is, someone who's not as mobile, are there going to be, like, accessible, you know, just getting in and out of the hotel, the rooms, and accessible, like, to the spa and that? Is that going to be available?
So the hotel can accommodate accessible, for sure. So Fox would coordinate that. You just need to be sure that when you book through Fox, you let them know that you would like either it's handicap or just ask them about, you know, getting ease of getting around. The Jerome trip is a coach trip. So for a lot of these excursions, whether it's the Jerome, which is included, or any of the a la carte, you can opt for coach trips that will take you in nice air conditioned, you know, coaches, and you won't have to do it won't be a bumpy ride, and you don't have to do a lot of walking and hiking then. Jerome is, once you get up there, it's a little flat. There's a little bit of a hill to get up, but you can take your time, and it is flat hill. It's not a steep hill. But certainly some of these excursions, one a la carte one is taking an air conditioned coach to a local vineyard and wine tasting too. So there's certainly going to be activities that if you are not up for a lot of hiking or walking, that will be up your alley.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Richard.
Thanks. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Ron, for your call. Getting back to that, how many of these excursions are included with this trip in April?
So the main excursion is Jerome. that we're going to go to. However, we're giving time in the schedule both on Tuesday and Thursday, all days, for either excursions or if people opt, you know what, I'm just going to grab a book and relax by the pool or go visit that little wine bar with a friend, or that we have lots of free time built in. So you should plan on, if you wish, the Jerome excursion with us as a group, but then the others would be really a la carte and on your own. And Fox has a whole lineup of what's available at that end of April for you, and they can review those options with you.
Okay, so Rose, so one more time, because we're just about getting up to the news here, let's remind everybody, if they're interested in this absolutely fabulous trip in April to the Arabella Spa in Sedona, what do they need to do?
So the best thing you can do is 866-GO-FOX-GO. Our advisors are there now, 9 to noon. That's a seasonal thing, so it's the season we want to be open for those people trying to get out of the Wisconsin winter. And just talk to one of the advisors. They can answer your questions. They can give you flight times. They can tell you what's included. They can also talk to you about travel insurance, which we're highly recommending for this trip. We always do, but during these uncertain times, you know, if something were to happen and you were to, you know, test positive the day before you were going to go, you'd have the insurance and then you'd be covered. So right. That's the beautiful thing about it. And what we love here is this is staying right here in the good old U.S. of A. So, you know, we don't have any of the passport concerns. We don't have any of the testing to get back and that kind of thing. Now, certainly all of that could change. We're hoping it doesn't, but we stay on top of that for you. So you want a hassle-free experience. You just want to go and relax. Rest your mind, rest your soul, rest your body. This is the way to do it.
And, you know, Annex Wealth Management is so happy to collaborate with Fox World Travel. Just such a first-class travel experience. I can tell you, though, I have to second that as a certified financial planner, Rose. I also agree that usually travel insurance is a good idea.
Yeah, you really won't have much luck declining it. I mean, we'll make you sign a waiver, trust me. We want everybody to know that that was available to them. But it's an affordable price. It's a good way for you to experience an area of the United States that Deanne and I just absolutely love. Deanne has been there. She will be coming along with the group. And so this is your opportunity today to get more information. We're open today 9 to noon and then 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. And don't
Sounds
forget to
terrific.
Stay tuned after this show for the Annex Wealth Management Show.
Deanne Phillips, again, you know her from the Annex Wealth Management Show. And Rose Gray, thank you. Thanks for being here, Deanne. The trip sounds amazing. And we're going to have more of your questions on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and text line at 855-616-1620. You might have questions about that Sedona trip or any other travel plans. It's all coming up after the news.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And welcome back. Dayton Kane off this week. I'm Libby Collins along with Rose Gray. And boy, after talking to Sedona, I just want to get away. And I think a lot of our listeners do too on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and text line. So let's go to Cedarburg and talk with Richard on the Fox World Travel Show. Richard, we have Rose here for you. What can we do for you?
Yeah, good morning. First time caller, long time listener. I really enjoy your program. It's the first of two of my favorite programs Saturday mornings.
Aww.
My question is not really related to Sedona, but boy, that sounds really nice. My son is going to be doing his spring quarter over in France, in Paris, France, and we're wondering if, number one, we can arrange for that flight, and then secondly, to be able to fly my wife and I over to meet him at the end of the program, which is the end of May, and then spend some time traveling in both France and Barcelona, returning then from Barcelona area. Is that feasible?
Absolutely. So are you thinking what you're going to do is start out? So he'll be your tour guide when you get to Paris, right? Because he'll have been there.
You're right.
So, yeah, I mean,
language will be better than ours.
There you go. I mean, really and truly, when people say, oh, Paris, I heard the people are not very welcoming to Americans. I hear that it's very expensive. When everybody I talk to, Gene Miller just was on the show last, this, we had a virtual with him, and he felt the same way about Paris. And once you go, it absolutely sucks you in. You end up loving Paris. And so there are so, certainly you're going to do the Eiffel Tower and you're going to do the Arc de Triomphe and you're hopefully going to be able to get into Notre Dame or parts of it by that time. But there are so many other cool things about Paris. One of my favorite places, Montmartre, which is the Mount of the Martyrs, where there is this bohemian feel and the artist colony there and all of that kind of thing. And it's absolutely phenomenal. The Seine River tours are very worthwhile. I would not miss that. The Luxembourg Gardens. You could also take a trip out to Versailles and you can get there on the train very, very easily. So lots and lots of things to do there. And then you can do one of two things. You can actually fly one of the discounted carriers, Ryanair, EasyJet. They're all over there, and fly from Paris to Barcelona, or you can also take the train from Paris to Barcelona. And then Barcelona, oh my gosh, Las Ramblas, which is the big long boulevard with the shops, and you sit down and you have a great glass of wine and some tapas and watch the world go by, and it sounds like an amazing trip.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, and so we absolutely can help you. Yeah.
I'm a little envious. It sounds spectacular. Richard, thank you so much for your call. Let's see. Rose, we've got another call. Let's go ahead and talk with Laura in Kenosha. Good morning, Laura. You're on the Fox World Travel Show.
Good morning, Rose.
Hi, Laura.
My husband, we also enjoy your show every Saturday morning. My question is, my husband and I had a Caribbean cruise planned at the beginning of February, and we canceled it for obvious reasons and going to use our credit at a future time. However, we'd still like to get out of the cold for a while, and we were thinking maybe the Phoenix area. So I'm wondering if you could suggest, I would like, is there a maybe a travel agent or something to find a condo? I'd like to have, like, our own kitchen, definitely to have a pool to sit by, and basically just to relax. We'll take in some sightseeing. But is there anywhere or anyone you could recommend to us where we might stay?
Well, it depends what it is you're looking for. Is baseball or golf in your plans at all?
No, just to relax, honestly, get out of the cold, maybe do some sightseeing. Other than that, we were in the Phoenix area several years ago, but that was more for like the baseball training thing. This would be on a different level. We don't golf. Just to maybe sit around the pool, do a little sightseeing. I would like to have maybe our own kitchen area, not to have to worry about going out every night and whatever. So I don't know if you could help us out this way.
Oh, absolutely. So anybody at Fox could really, we can help you with the flights. We can help you get the rent-a-car. What we would do probably then is take a look at the difference between some of the suite type hotels that you know about, like the Embassy Suites of the world. That Radisson has a suite concept called Residence Inn, or Marriott, rather. So there are lots of hotels that offer you more like that kitchenette feeling, so you don't have to have the actual condo.
Right.
But then if you're looking more for a one-bedroom or two-bedroom condominium or a villa or something like that, we certainly can assist you with that, too. So what they would just help you with is doing a cost comparison between those two. And certainly, Scottsdale would be a great place, but you know, if you want to go a little bit less expensive, Scottsdale isn't always the least expensive area. You might want to venture out a little bit. Surprise, Gilbert, any of those places have a whole bunch of options for you there as well. So I would really get the ball rolling probably. It sounds to me like your timing is pretty flexible. So if you can maybe go midweek or something of that nature, they might be able to help you with that. But again, the best way to do is just start talking to one of our travel advisors. Anybody can help with a domestic trip to Phoenix. They're all very, very familiar. And maybe bundle it up. Airfare, hotel, and a car, and help you out with that.
All right, Laura. Yeah, thank you so great. Much for your call.
One more question. We don't have a fox here in Kenosha anymore. I don't know what happened. So what would be the next closest?
You know, the best thing to do, though, Laura, is really to call, because we really are taking limited appointments at our offices. So your closest office is going to be Greenfield. But most of this can be done virtually on the phone with virtual chats. So I would start the ball rolling with that phone call first.
And that number?
Could you give me the number?
You bet. It's 866-GO-FOX-GO.
All right, Laura, thank you so much for your call. If you want to get through to talk with Rose Gray on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, I'm going to give you that number, too. It's 855-616-1620. It is 21 degrees at 943 on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose, we have a lot of calls and questions coming in on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. But before we go back to them, I know this week you had that Gene Miller virtual trip show, and what an event that was.
It was. Thank you to all the people who listened. Beginning next week, we'll have that up on our website so you can hear it if you were not able to join us. Gene's trip this June in 2022 is filling up fast, as we knew it would. Right after that virtual event on Wednesday at 3 o'clock, the phone started ringing and people started signing up. So we have cabins left, but if you're considering going with Gene on the Paris and Normandy river cruise in June of 2022, now's the time to get the ball rolling on that. Give one of our advisors a call, 866-GO-FOX-GO, and ask them for more information. You can also find that trip on our website.
All right, let's go to Mary in Grafton. You've got a question about traveling to Mexico. Mary, how can we help you?
Hi. I am going at the end of February to The Haven and Riviera Maya, and I'm questioning, should I be carrying my own health insurance under Medicare? I believe we do not carry it when we go over. And the other question is, all inclusives in the United States, why don't we have them versus, you know, we're always going overseas someplace for an all inclusive? Why right. don't we have them in the U.S.?
So I'll answer that one first. I would love it, and so would about 10,000 listeners right now would love to have all inclusives in the United States. I think it has to do with liquor laws and the unlimited alcoholic beverages that they serve. So there are a few. There are an absolute few. There's a Club Med in Florida, which is considered to be an all-inclusive. But I'm with you. If there could be all-inclusives in the U.S., I'd be really, really happy. But I believe that is the reason for that. Now, with regard to the health insurance in Mexico, did you purchase trip insurance through the vendor that you're going with to Haven? Like cancellation insurance?
Insurance, I did, okay. But I don't. Yes, I did.
Okay, so it's very likely that there's health insurance included in that. You need to get a hold of that policy. Now, a lot of times we buy that and we put it away and we don't even look at it. We know we've got it, and we're more concerned with the cancel for any reason part of that, or the cancellation part of it. But what you need to do is take a deep dive into that policy. You'll be very surprised, I think, to find out that you do have some health coverage for if you were to become ill in Mexico while you're in Mexico. So take a look at that. If it is not included, I believe it will be, but if it is not, yes, you absolutely can buy a separate policy. We would offer Travel Guard, but there's a couple others we could look at, but your travel advisor can absolutely assist you with that as well.
All right, Mary, thank you for your call. We've got Larry on the line from Kenosha. He's got a question about Alaska. Stay right there. We're going to get to your call in just a minute. It's 9:50 and 21 degrees on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Oh, Larry from Kenosha, you have been so very patient. What's your question for Rose?
Yes. I'm trying to plan a cruise up to Alaska in 2023. I want to leave out of Seattle because my son and his wife and my grandson live in Seattle. So I figure they don't have to get on a tin can. And he's not old enough yet to have the vaccine. All of my other grandkids have had the vaccine and everybody else has. Do, and the, like the Annex Wealth Management said, a pandemic that won't quit. yeah. It's going to have to get better before I get on a tin can.
Okay, Larry, we are going to run out of time. What's your question?
Okay, my question is, will they need a passport if we leave out of Seattle?
And you don't go to any Canadian ports, then you do not need a passport.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks
all
for
right,
being
Larry,
so patient.
Have a great trip. Thank you. We've got Mary in Waukesha with a question on the Fox World Travel Show, too. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Thank you. I have recently had COVID and have recovered, and I will be going to Mexico next week. And I understand that you can either, coming back from Mexico, you can either have to have a negative COVID test to get back in the U.S., or you can show proof that you had COVID, have recovered.
Yes.
Now, according to the CDC online, says that you can show it by having proof that you did get COVID, you had a positive test, and then have a letter from a healthcare provider.
Yes.
That says you have recovered.
Yes.
Do they really require that letter, and how do you go about getting one? Since my symptoms were mild enough, I never saw a doctor.
Yeah, you have to find a healthcare provider of some sort, like, you know, get a nurse practitioner or something like that to verify that. And so I think you can still get that letter if you show them you still have the results of your test, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah. If you show them that, they will give you some kind of a certified letterhead letter that will advise that. Because they just need to have somebody in the healthcare field verifying that that is a that was a positive test.
Okay. Because I know I have read that even though I have recovered, it is still possible for some people to show positive. You know, weeks later after we've recovered.
Exactly. Is your resort offering complimentary tests or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they do.
So what you may want to do is, I guess I would go with the thought that I've got the letter, I've got the proof that I had it within the last 90 days, that's going to be my golden ticket, but also know that you have the wherewithal to take that test. So...
Right.
Yeah. That's... I would
getting
just,
the letter is the hard part.
That's the hard part.
To my doctor, and getting a doctor to do that has been hard.
What, so you did already call your physician?
Yes, I did, and she won't do it.
Ah, okay. That's going to be,
We don't do that kind of thing.
No, that's going to be the tricky part then, because I guess if you didn't see anybody to observe your symptoms, you may have a struggle with that. And then you just have to be prepared that you may, in fact, have to take that test.
Okay, Mary, listen, thanks for your call, Mary. We're just about out of time here. Rose, let's remind everybody, because I know we started the program talking with Deanne about the trip to Sedona in April. Also, you've got the Gene Miller trip coming. If listeners want any more information about either of those trips, how can they reach out?
The really best thing to do is just give us a call. 866-GO-FOX-GO. Certainly, you can find information on our website. There's an opportunity to even do virtual chats during business hours on our website, and that's great. But in the end, I think, you know, speaking to somebody really gets the job done. So if you're interested in the Annex Wealth Management Women and Wealth trip, again, open to the public, open to everybody, all genders, everyone's welcome. April 25th through the 29th, they can give you more information on that. We know the Gene Miller trip is going to sell out. So if you are thinking about doing that, that's June. Do that. We had a couple of openings on my Ireland trip this upcoming May, but people are starting to book like crazy. So if you are considering it, now's the time to really put that into action and get some plans made.
Rose Gray, always great to have you here. I'm Libby Collins. Thanks for listening. Right after the news, it's Money Talk right here on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.